from Washington, this is VOA News. Joe Palca reporting. At least 9 dead in Taliban suicide bombing. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide bomber attack on a police base in Afghanistan's capital that killed at least 9 people and wounded 12 others. The head of criminal investigation for Kabul police said the dead included 2 security personnel and 7 civilians. The attack today comes ahead of another round of peace talks between Afghanistan and the Taliban. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura struggled on Monday to keep peace talks on track in Geneva, where Syrian government and opposition representatives are present but not yet fully involved in indirect negotiations. UN officials said talks that had been scheduled between the UN envoy and the Syrian government delegation for midday Monday were postponed. A spokesman for the main opposition group said today that he'd received a positive response from Mr. de Mistura on their demands to halt strikes and allow the flow of humanitarian aid to rebel-held areas. But the opposition said escalating violence could hinder the already fragile peace process. This is Sharif Shahada. He's a member of the Syrian parliament. He said, "We are facing a dilemma in Geneva. It will be not that easy. It will be a clash to change the face of Syria, but we should be optimistic and we will be armed with hope for a near future in which there will be an end to the bloodshed in Syria, an end to the suffering, and to make the region rest, because the geographical location of Syria means the whole region will be at rest when we, Syria, are at peace." The World Health Organization meets today to decide whether the Zika virus is a threat to global health. In Brazil, there have been about 4,000 cases of birth defects, which health officials say could be linked to pregnant women becoming infected from Zika-carrying mosquitoes. This is VOA News. The African Union summit concluded on Sunday with delegates deciding not to send peacekeeping troops to troubled Burundi. Burundian President Pierre Nkurunziza has warned that deployment of such troops would be treated as an invasion. From Nairobi, Joe Craig reports from African Union now plans to send a delegation to Burundi for more talks.
At the African Union's 26th summit in Addis Ababa, Burundi took center stage. During his opening remarks, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged action.
In Burundi, I welcome your proposal to deploy human rights observers and to establish a prevention and protection mission. This crisis requires the most serious and urgent commitment from all of us.
But the African Union's Commissioner for Peace and Security, Smael Shergi, announced Sunday the bloc would not deploy a proposed 5,000 peacekeeping troops to Burundi. Burundi President Pierre Nkurunziza, who did not attend the summit, and his government have warned deploying the troops would be viewed as an invasion of the country's territory. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Kenya School of Law Director PLO Namumbra is displeased with this decision, saying the African Union backtracked purely for political reasons. Uganda says it arrested a military general who opposes the country's longtime president, Yoweri Museveni, because he broke laws barring officers from supporting candidates in an election. A government spokesman said General David Sejuso was actively engaged in supporting partisan politics. After months of campaigning and debates, voters in the U.S. state of Iowa are about to have the first say in the 2016 race for U.S. president. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has a preview from Iowa's capital of Des Moines.
The top presidential contenders in both parties made a final appeal for votes Sunday on the eve of the Iowa caucus, the official launch of the 2016 campaign. Republican frontrunner Donald Trump projected confidence during a campaign stop in Council Bluffs.
"You have a lousy record, 16 years, and you haven't picked a winner. Please pick a winner this time, okay? I'm going to win."
Texas Senator Ted Cruz, slightly trailing Trump in the latest poll, also made an impassioned plea. Polls show a close race among Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Both of them made closing arguments Sunday. Clinton targeted some of the Republican contenders.
"So stick with me. Stick with a plan. Stick with the experience. Stick with the ideas that will actually work for our country."
Sanders has been gaining on Clinton and is pushing for a big turnout. Jim Malone, VOA News, Des Moines.
Follow VOA coverage of the Iowa caucuses at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.